This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
1720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my heart and freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
Always great to follow a White Sox win. And of course, you know, we're not without our technical difficulties here sometimes. So thank you for hanging out with us. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show, and we hope that you're happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. A few weeks ago, we had the pleasure of meeting the editor of CineFem, and she's in studio with us right now, Rebecca
Hi.
Martin. And you told me that you were going to have this issue that the issues have themes, and they're sort of a launching pad for you guys to generate all these great ideas.
Yep. So our latest issue, issue 4, is our double issue that came out today. The theme is Women's History Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but our movie theme is A League of Their Own, which is pretty exciting. Good timing for baseball season. It's just interviews with women in film and personal essays about A League of Their Own, and it's very beautiful. We have an illustrator and she does awesome things. So yeah, very excited.
Well, you know, when I saw A League of Their Own, I cried a lot when I first saw it, because I had been playing Little League Baseball from the age of 7 until I started playing girls softball. So I always played on a team of boys, and I was always kind of the outsider, or sort of the freak, because, you know, why are you here? Girls don't want to play baseball.
Okay.
You know, even my dad said he didn't know I wanted to play baseball. He said, you were always busy playing with your dolls. And it's like, I could do both. I was also out playing catch with my cousins.
Yeah.
You remember the doll part, but you don't remember the catch part.
Right.
Do you remember the first time you saw A League of Their Own?
I was quite young. I don't know. It was during the time when like Field of Dreams came out, and a lot of 90s movies that had magical aspects to it that made you feel really good.
Yes.
I think it was the music, but I was caught in. I thought Madonna was awesome. So,
and Rosie. Yeah, they were
Rosie,
great together.
They're a great pair. So I just remember really loving it. And then years later, when I revisited, I was like, this is such a good movie. And it just makes you feel good. And also, it's just so empowering for women, just to know that, you know, all these women share the same passion, and they came together, and they're even stronger together, and they just lift each other up. And it's just amazing that actually happened, you know, like during the war, like these women came together. So it's inspiring, you know, Women's History Month. So, it's great.
And the film did a great job of capturing how unique it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the sort of the obstacles in the way of all these women, no matter where they were from.
Right.
And I also think that they captured that bittersweet moment. Not bittersweet. It was hard on them when they decided they were going to get rid of the league.
Right.
And there's a line in here. I flipped this open, and one of the writers about this talks about how when men participate in an athletic endeavor, it's an event, and when women do it, it's a show, as though there's something that define, you know, sets them apart. They're not necessarily.
That's Amy Wassney. She wrote that. That's a really good piece. She did a good job. And then it's accompanied by you can't see it, but our illustrator Tavi Veraldi. She did a good job with a Madonna illustration. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is that the double standards, right? Even within the movie, right? They're those that are capable, and then John Lovitz says, "Well, you know, about the character that's played by who's the power hitter in the movie? She ends up singing at the
oh my god, I don't know her name, but she's amazing.
Yeah,
I love her.
Well,
yeah,
but he doesn't want her because she's not pretty enough.
Right.
It's not about being good enough; it's about looking good in the dress too.
Yep.
But Gina Davis and the woman who plays her sister,
Kit.
Say that they're not gonna play if he doesn't
right,
take them.
Which was awesome.
Right.
That was a good
move. That's sort of solidarity.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so much of this was filmed in Chicago, too.
I know. Wrigley Field, right?
So beautifully done.
Yeah,
it is.
I should know that. Yeah. So yeah, it was very, very cool. I know it's the Rockford Peaches, so
right.
That's like, you know, Rockford. But yeah, I mean, baseball, Chicago. I mean, you know a lot more about baseball than I do. But in terms of the film, I just love it. You know.
Yeah, but you don't have to know baseball to love the movie.
Right. This is true.
I was surprised by how many people say League of Their Own is one of their favorite baseball movies ever, male or female. I love that.
Uh-huh.
Because we've had the argument on this show. There are regulars on this show that do not like Field of Dreams. And I accept that. I don't mm-hmm. get upset with mm-hmm. anybody
yeah.
who doesn't like it. So we asked, what are your favorite baseball movies? And A League of Their Own shows up time after time.
Yeah.
I think it's partly the cast. It's partly the story.
Mm-hmm,
it's the
mm-hmm.
feel of it, too.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah. And Tom Hanks does add a bit to it.
Uh-huh.
He's just, his character is just kind of funny. You know, but yeah, it's a great movie. And I was really happy to, you know, embrace that film for issue 4. And it just, you know, it brought a lot of words out of people because it's a passionate film. So I'm very happy about that.
This is a really beautiful issue. How do folks get their hands on this beautiful issue?
Yes. Yeah, so you can go to cinemafemme.com and you can get a digital issue now for $6.99, and then you can get all of our issues for 2019 for $30. And if you just go to cinemafemme.com, you should be able to see, you know, how to get it. So yeah, and then print copies, stay tuned. We're working on that.
it is a beautiful issue,
yeah,
of this.
Uh-huh.
And I love that the graphics on this with the Georgia peaches,
yes,
sort of falling all around Dot.
Yeah, and that was Gabby Riscanivo. She is the illustrator. She's from New York, so she did the cover illustration. So yeah.
Now, you also, for this issue, as you mentioned, it's a double issue. Tell us a little bit about going to Gina Davis's media. She has a whole organization.
Yeah, so I interviewed Caroline Heldman, who is the research director at the Gina Davis Institute of Media and Gender. And it's amazing what they're doing for, I guess it started when Gina Davis was watching films with her daughter, and she just realized that there's just a lack of representation on screen for young girls, especially young girls who want to be athletic, you know, like play baseball or just, you know, the representation was weak. So she wanted to do this institute where they could, you know, do research on representation, bring attention to the lack of representation. And yeah, so yeah.
Well, she's such a good example. Gina Davis is such a good example of that. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned athletic, and even though maybe the movies weren't the big blockbusters,
yeah,
or as good as we would have liked, when she played a pirate, there were big,
yeah,
there were high hopes, you know, that mm-hmm. that would be mm-hmm. a breakout hit.
Yeah.
It was not. Cutthroat Island, I believe, with
yeah,
her and Matthew Modine.
I didn't see that one, but that, yeah.
But The Long Kiss Goodnight. Have you ever seen this one?
No.
With Gina Davis? Okay. I recommend,
yeah,
I would like to
okay.
get your thoughts on
okay.
it, because it was this really badass woman.
Nice.
She plays a woman who is, I believe at the time when you meet her, she's a teacher. She's kind of the stepmom.
Yeah.
She bakes and she goes to the fairs. And then it turns out that she has amnesia and starts to remember her previous life.
Wow.
And
I need to see this.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It's a good action.
Okay.
I think it's a good action movie.
Okay, cool.
I could be wrong. 312-981-7200. But obviously, Thelma and Louise,
mm-hmm.
a great expression.
Yeah.
And the writer on that screenplay, I mean, that was like her first big film, was Thelma and Louise.
Yes, I think so.
It's pretty
yeah.
incredible.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, this issue, as you mentioned, when you have a theme, it's not necessarily going to be about the entire, the theme isn't going to be the entire collection, but
right.
it's inspired, they're inspired by
yes.
it.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about some of the pieces that you like in this issue.
Yeah. So I interviewed this director from the UK. Her name's Anya Camilleri. She's very passionate about telling the stories of women who are in sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. So she did a short film that premiered in Cannes last year, A Girl of No Importance. And it was a short film, but it was amazing in terms of just showcasing this girl who, you know, was running away from her, I don't know, pimp or whatever. And it just shows her running through the streets of Rome. And you just, it's like beautiful. And it's also, you know, so sad at the same time. But she brings attention to these like unseen stories, you know, that people aren't paying attention to. She had said something, and I'm probably going to misquote this a little bit, but like $42 billion is the industry of sex trafficking in the U.S. alone. So there's just like crazy stats like that that nobody is aware of. But this is going on everywhere, you know. So just her film is so powerful, and it's going to be leading to a feature, which will be, I'm really excited to see. And I think it's great what she's doing. So, yeah.
Well, and that's why we have these conversations, is that for, you know, in so many ways, people are impacted when they are part of a story, mm-hmm, meaning if they're mm-hmm. drawn into it. We had a guest on one night, and she was so moved after seeing Leaving Neverland that she has started an organization in order to help people, you know, be aware of mm-hmm, childhood sexual mm-hmm, abuse. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, hopefully, and it might just be, even if it's a handful of people who are changed, who see the world differently, through the eyes of those who are subjected to such incredible suppression and slavery.
Right.
Is something that we need to keep telling those stories.
Oh, for sure. And one other thing I was going to say. So another unseen story is Pamela Green. I interviewed her. Her film is Be Natural, The Untold Story of Alice Guy Blaché. And it's so sad because this woman, she did over 1,000 films that she produced and directed, like in the early 1900s, but she was literally erased from film history. So she was in, you know, in New Jersey during that time with Edison and like those other, you know, she had her own production company. But anyways, everybody forgot about her. So anyways, Pamela Green goes all over the world, pulls her films, interviews these people, and brings her to life for modern day, which is very exciting. So that film is out now. It just recently came out. I think it might just be in select cities, but I encourage everybody to watch it.
Like, that's the name of it again?
Be Natural, The Untold Story of Alice Guy Blaché.
Excellent. And our texters are chiming in. It was Marla Hooch, played by Megan Cavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Who is the power hitter
in
League of Their Own. And the name I was forgetting, the actress who played Kit, is Lori Petty.
Yes. Yeah.
More conversation with Rebecca Martin, the editor of CineFemme. More in a moment on Cinema Femme on 720 WGN.